Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, Kioka.
Hey, girl. Hey, I got a gift for you. you want to know what that is?
What is it? You got a phone there.
Here, girl. Hold my phone.
Okay. Is it Hottie? Is Hottie on the phone for me?
Hey, baby.
Hey, up, baby. Girl? I love you so much. You're the only man for me.
Yeah, I love you so much. I gave you a hoodie. You like that hoodie, girl?
Oh, my God. You're going to give me a hoodie.
You like that hoodie. Girl, I just got to tell you. I got to tell you something I don't think I've ever told a woman.
Really?
I want to spend. Look what my cousin's holding. Baby, I got you a ring.
Oh, my God. She's going to ring. You're going to give me a ring. Of course I'll marry you.
I want to spend the rest of. I'm going to get down on my knee right now.
Okay, you got to do that. You got to get down on the knee.
I'm getting down on my knee.
I need a full-on proposal, honey.
Baby, you know, baby, I don't play. I go. Okay, here I go.
Okay, say it.
Will you marry me?
You know what? Can you hold that? I just need to go. I got some mac and cheese on the stove. Be right back.
Hey, girl, what's up? What you doing?
Hey, BB. Oh, my God. BB, I just got to tell you. BB, I just got to tell you. You are the love of my life.
I know. I love you so much.
I just got to go real quick. I'm drying some hose, and they're about to dry it all the way. I'll be right back.
Okay.
What's up, my lady? How you doing?
What's up, Patches?
What's up, girl?
Patches, you are looking good today. I can just tell.
Girl, we're going to video chat. I'm going to look at that ass. Yeah.
I'm going to go eat. We're going to video chat. I'm going to eat tater tots. Hold on. In fact, I need to go check some tater tots. They're in the oven. Hold on.
Hey. Hi. What's up going on, baby? It's me.
Wait, this is the tax collector. I'm hanging up this phone.
I've been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of loving the first degree. Yeah. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
It's back, y'all. It's back. It's back.
The ring is back. The ring is back.
The ring is back.
We were just talking about a minute ago that we were going to be devastated if she changed her phone ring.
Devastated. You know what? I am changing my actual phone ring to that because right now I just need to laugh every time my phone rings.
It gives me, when I hear it in anywhere, I must have laughing.
It's, this woman is a bona fide star.
God. And, but she looks gorgeous. At the same time, she's so awful.
She's horrible. She is the perfect reality star because she is so self-involved and doesn't give a fuck.
My favorite line that she says is, I'm available until my name changes.
Until my last name is changed.
That's going in my Instagram bio. That is my new Insta bio.
Y'all, this is Love During Lockup season 4. It's the first of Love During Lockup, but it's actually season 4, episode 23. I didn't get the name of this episode. I forget.
We got to do better than that.
We need to do better with that. But season Love During Lockup. This episode was
incredible.
It was so good. It was.
We've got a real rogues gallery for you this season.
It is. We were talking, y'all, before, and we were like, there's almost a reality gaze theater in every single segment because these people are just bonkers.
Well, this really is, this definitely, Lurdle combines everything we love about the show in that the stakes are a little less high.
Yes. Yes. So we're able to suspend reality a little bit because they're not together, so they can kind of tell each other what they want.
So the safety issue that we're always worried about sometimes isn't an issue, so we can have a lot more fun with these people.
Yes.
It does turn out that the people on the people who have not been incarcerated always seem to have more trauma.
Always.
And there seems like a higher propensity of scammers on this show, this iteration,
love. I love. It gives you, yes, thank you, Emily. But it gives you context. Oh, God, she's horrible. But it gives you context because when you watch Love After Lockup, you get how a lot of these people have lived in this fantasy land.
Yeah.
And then when they're out of prison, the fantasy is in a weird way over with.
Yeah, they're all very loved up in their brains.
Yes,
not really.
How Indy and Harry, like the bubble popped after he got out of prison and real life happened.
Were they on Lil?
No, they weren't. But I mean, it just gives you context when they were incarcerated. Oh, it's so good, y'all. This is on the free feed because this is normally a show on Reality Gaze Plus on the $8 tier. So if you want to listen to other episodes, you're going to have to jump behind the paywall. But if you jump on that $8 tier, you'll get this. You will also get all of our content that's on any feed without any commercials, commercial-free. You also get Love is Blind, which dropped yesterday, season 3. Gunk, 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 gunk.
That was the show's hefty, pendulous dong hitting the floor because this show came in with some big dick energy this season. 4 episodes of that raw dogged my face.
That were so good. Did you just see on Netflix's Instagram? I don't think they're related, but did you know Cole's last name is Barnett?
Really?
Yes, it's Matt Barnett and Cole Barnett. So now people are speculating, are they related?
I think Barnett is a pretty common surname.
Maybe.
I've never
heard it until Love is Blind.
Really?
Yeah,
common surname where I live.
Really? So maybe, but everybody's now, they're thinking, are they related? All that.
Looking
they're not.
Tinfoil hats.
Hey, that just sounds like you.
But all of my theories are have something behind them.
That about 10 sissies who listened to this just screamed, "Not true!"
No.
Sometimes you said, "I can just tell because I'm a witch." That has been your reasoning sometimes.
And you know what? I'm right.
But yes, y'all, Love is Blind is really, really, really freaking good. Binge it, listen to our episodes, and
when it's revealed that Bilal's had a vasectomy, we'll all say,
Bilal?
Bilal, when Bilal has revealed to had a vasectomy. I said that.
Oh, on Hey.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
okay.
This season.
Oh, okay, okay. So anyway, check that out. And yeah, this is the great, y'all, if you're thinking, I don't watch Love After Lockup, this is a whole new cast of characters, except for Ty, who was on last season, but everybody else is new. Yeah. You don't have to have watched Love After Lockup. That's a totally different set of people.
And it's a Matt Sharp joint, y'all.
It's Matt Sharp joint. So it's, again, y'all, it is the finale of Love After Lockup, like Poodle and I said.
The one life of the best after lockup that just happened.
Our life, yes. It's the best show on television right now.
Agree.
It's so good.
Get into it.
We TV are all on black if you want to stream it. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm over. I'm excited. We're remote, but GOAT, I'm in the Big D because I'm going to be at Southern Oklahoma.
I'm getting
Pride
a Big D
tomorrow.
Later.
You're getting a Big D later. I'm in Dallas. I'm en route to Oklahoma to go to Southern Oklahoma Pride on the 22nd. Y'all can see me there.
And get a flu shot from your sister-in-law.
They can get a flu shot from or a booster. If you need a booster, she'll be there.
Okay. Any other announcements?
I don't think so. I don't care. I just want to talk about
let's
this
jump in.
Show.
Yeah. Y'all, number one, I need to say that the great state of New Jersey is overwhelmingly represented this season.
Oh, yes. It really is.
Both with Melissa and Louie and Emily and Dowry, which I keep hearing, my dowry chest.
I typed it out.
Dowry.
I did type it out with the OW. I did.
God. And we've got Pennsyltucky in here too. Youngstown, Pennsylvania.
We normally don't get big cities, but we do get New York City.
Yeah, they say that, but I wonder if they're actually in the city.
Yeah, I don't know. They're up in the Jewelry District. So,
oh, was that Emily? Right.
Yeah. We had one scene that just took place in a bowling alley.
In Columbus.
In Columbus. Yeah, we've been to Columbus. Poodle won't admit it, but he loved Columbus.
I liked it. I really liked it.
You said loved.
It was super hot in that venue, though, because the air conditioning broke.
It was very hot, that performance. It was.
Y'all Columbus sissies who stayed, y'all are some fucking ride or dies.
Of y'all left. Some of you had the VIP tickets and you said, it's just too hot.
I understand it. If I could have left, I would have too.
Just would have left me sitting out there. You would have.
Gotten back to my air-conditioned room.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so let's talk. Justine is 35 years old, and she's in love with Michael. So now
Justine and Michael.
Justine is a medication technician.
Possession with intent to deliver.
Yes, Michael, possession with intent to deliver. So I think Justine, I already forget their names. What was the other girl in Love During Lockup that we hated last season?
Gabby.
I think something really sad happened to her now that people wanted to feel sorry for her.
I think she was the victim of some kind of assault.
Oh, God.
It was really awful.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. From him?
I'm not sure.
I hope not.
I honestly try to forget a lot of them. She was particularly hard to handle for us.
She also, speaking of things that this is a little blurb, a little off subject, but I need to say it for our Facebook moderators. It'll help them out. Y'all, we have heard Mama Plath was arrested. We know our Facebook group is blowing up with people wanting to post. So yeah. There's
DUI. Like,
so yeah, there's a thread in there. We know about it. You don't need to Instagram us about it. We've read it all. We're shocked too, but are we really?
I think it's not the beginning of her hot girl summer that she thought it would be.
No,
but
it's definitely the end. It's definitely the end. Anyway, I just bring it up because this is a platform tier. So we know.
This was predictable. I really feel like we could have seen, if we would have thought about it, we could have seen this coming.
Like when I first saw it, I went, whoa. And then I thought for about two seconds and I went, no, yeah, this tracks.
It does, because she's kind of unmoored. She's in a different season of her life. She's probably going out. Going to seedy bars wearing her like hip hugger Wrangler jeans.
Yes, doing her line dances. just seducing.
She
men.
Might have had 1 to 2 rum coolers that night.
Yes. She had a sex on the beach one night and it's shame to admit it.
Put on her lipstick called Slutty Slutty Bang Bang.
Slutty. I want to make a makeup line and have a lipstick called Slutty Slutty Bang Bang now. Anyway.
It was orange though. It didn't really look great.
Didn't look great. So anyway, we know. Don't come at us, y'all.
We're aware. We're aware that Kim Plath did get a DUI. I'm sorry that happened to her. I'm sorry she's dealing with that. Maybe it'll make her convince her to make some better choices.
Possibly. So. All I know is Lydia is imploding. she is in that prayer closet. Just
you
father,
know what,
father,
though?
Father, father.
She's probably saying, "I knew it would happen." They'll probably. Here's the thing about this with her. They're probably going to shun her. A lot of them. But then it'll probably be some like Micah who talks to her, and I think Lydia will really shame her.
I think Mariah will talk to her. Yeah. They'll probably say that because she left the family and committed a sin. This is God's wrath, all that kind of shit.
Yeah. But like the older kids probably won't have a problem with it.
No. Yeah.
But I guarantee you Barry will shame her.
Ethan was happy to hear it probably.
Made his mom seem somewhat relatable.
Yeah. Boy.
All right. Let's get back to this show.
Justine, y'all, she admits it. Bitch is a spoiled brat. This woman's kind of insufferable to listen to.
She is. She's terrible. Y'all, they're wedding dress shopping. Mom, who kind of is salt wife-esque.
She just looks concerned all the time.
She's kind of like holding her hands and going, Justine, yeah. I'm not sure this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. She is.
Justine, I look outside, look for your father every single morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah, y'all
look
bet.
At the trees. Look at the trees.
There's definitely gonna be some salt wife-ish theater going on.
She's looking at wedding dresses, but can we just talk about the dress she's actually wearing first?
Oh,
what the fuck is this dress? It looks like a roadmap to her vagina.
They're literally the lines the thing about it, y'all, those vertical lines, if you are the least bit big, it makes you look 10 times bigger.
It's a terrible dress. Because she's got a banging body.
But
she's a beautiful woman.
She's curvy.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I mean. Like,
if you're wearing that, it's going to make you look bigger.
It made her look really top heavy because the lines went different, literally just went down around her tits to like say, look at my tits. And then there's literally a blue line in the middle that says, go to my gine.
It looked like the game of Tron on her dress.
It did look like Tron. That's a dated reference. We're old.
They had a remake about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
I never
by
saw
the way,
it.
I feel so old today because I was...
It's okay. You are.
Well, you're older. You're 50. You just had your birthday. I was going through security at the airport. And so I'm going through security and there was a younger girl who I felt like was more of a contemporary of me. She left her boarding pass in the little bin. And I said, did you leave a bin? And then this older woman says, oh, yes. And then her daughter grabs it. And then she looks at me as to commiserate and says, ugh, teenagers, what are you going to do? And I went,
wow.
It shook me.
Because she was thinking, you've probably got a couple of adopted ones of your own, fag.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was Molly Ringwald in a John Hughes movie, but apparently I'm Molly Ringwald in Riverdale.
No, you're Molly Ringwald's grandmother.
With bad plastic surgery and just big lips. That was a Riverdale shout out to you OG sissies. Sorry. Okay, so they're shopping for dresses. Poodle, what do you think of Justine's daughter's name?
It went so fast, and I'm like, I should rewind it. And then I said, no, it'll only make me angry.
How would you say
Kylie?
K-Y-L-L-E-I.
K-Y-L-L-E-I. Kelly. 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 Kelly.
I look like Kylie. Like
Kelly. Kylie.
But it's Kylie. Yeah.
Kylie. Kelly.
This tells you all that you need to know about Justine. She said, I want to name my daughter Kylie like a Kardashian, but I'm going to make it really unique so she's
special. I'm going to spell it with two L's.
And
for
E-I.
Extra luscious.
Because technically, yeah.
I think Kylie's is I-E.
I don't know. Thank God. I don't know much about Kylie.
But it did have two L's and it looked weird. And I was like, I just have to move on. I knew there was bigger fish to fry. And so I ignored it for the sake of the show. Because I knew
Kylie
I was
Jenner is K-Y-L-I-E.
Wait, hers is E-I?
Yes, it's this her Justine's daughter. I wrote K-Y-L-L-E-I.
So it's Kylie.
Kylie, yeah.
Y'all need to be beaten with like bamboo reeds when you do shit like this. This is not acceptable.
We gotta move on.
No. There really should be a council naming to handle shit like this because no one's ever going to spell your name. And when someone does going to get it right, they're going to feel sorry for you.
They are.
Okay. Ugh, stop it.
She's wedding dress shopping, y'all. And so she said that she got married. She said she had Kylie when she was in high school. Then she got married young and she has two boys. But she said she's always looking for she always gets into a good looking bad boy. And she's
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, we both get that. She's gonna get married tomorrow, and I love that the store clerk. What I don't know. Let's say her name is I don't know.
Connie.
Yeah. Yeah. She walked. She says, "Oh, so when do you need a dress by, honey?" She's like, "Yeah, I need a dress by tomorrow." And she goes,
that's really quick. So it'd have to be something off the rack then.
And she's in her head going, okay, I guess I'm going to make a sale.
Oh, here we go. So great. I love when people get married.
Yeah, she's like, I love it. She's in her head going, I'm texting my husband. I can't meet him at Mimi's Cafe tonight, even though it's Wednesday night. I'm going
to
be there.
I got a lot to do to help this bride find the best dress. Yeah, he's in prison. Oh. Okay. Well, I'll let you find something over here, okay? Enjoy your prison life.
Enjoy your... Everything changed. She also... Did you notice that Justine has a Bentley tattoo on her arm?
God.
Yeah. God. She's such a fucking poser.
So she met... This is an interesting story. They did not meet on a website. Those are almost always rough, y'all. She met Michael because she's friends with his mother. And I think they work together because she's a nurse.
Yeah.
And they work together. And she's like, I have a son who's your age. And so she's just hooking up her son who's in jail.
Yep.
And I guess we've talked about this before. It's great for people who are incarcerated to have someone on the outside is extremely motivating, gives them something to do. I don't sometimes know if the parents are thinking of the datees. They're only thinking of their children.
Oh, yes.
A lot of times.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I have a feeling his mom introduced her to him because this bitch is kind of crazy. So he'd be perfect. She'd be perfect for my son as long as they really never meet that much in person.
Yes, basically.
They can talk to each other on the outside because Justine needs something to do because she's bothering me at work. I'm tired of hearing her dating stories, honestly. Yeah,
I gotta fix this. Where mom is like Sherry again, always nervous salt
her
wife.
Mom
sits, yeah, her mom, she's
salt
sitting there.
Wife is wringing her hands.
She's wringing her hands.
Can't
she's
see
like, how
good
you know
out of this
not, how do you know he's not blowing smoke up your ass?
The other thing is they have been dating 3 years. That's long for Lurder.
It's so, and I'm kind of like, what's the problem? If they're dating for 3 years, I'm like, okay, so you're going to get married. I mean, you've been dating for a long time.
I think it's the fact that he's going to get out soon. So they've just, I think that was the way it was said. Maybe I missed it. So they've just arbitrarily decided it's a good day and they can do it at the prison this time because evidently the janitor who's ordained is going to be there that time.
I guess so.
The prison chapel is available.
So now Mike was selling heroin, and fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
I'm glad that my computer auto-corrected fentanyl to fantasy. That's kind of correct.
And it's fentanyl. You keep calling it fentanyl. It's fentanyl. N-Y-L.
No, and fentanyl. Okay.
Fentanyl.
And so I know it's spelled that
it's
way, but I say
fentanyl. It's adorable that you pronounce it wrong.
Fentanyl.
No, it's fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
You are fucking from Grover's Corners.
What?
You really are. I just watched too much Intervention, so I know all about fentanyl.
So he only has 61 days left, and then he can go out and pursue his day job, which is what, Poodle?
He's a rapper.
Montana Mills.
I don't know if you saw this, and maybe this was just wrong, but there was an article that says rapper sells drugs. SELLSDRUGZ arrested. I believe that used to be his rap name. I may be mistaken. Sells drugs, arrested for selling drugs.
So his name was Sells Drugs?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. I mean, Montana Mills sounds like a Disney character.
The legend of Montana Mills. She's an amateur child reporter.
Yes. Or doesn't it sound like a drag queen at like a gay bar in Greenville, South Carolina?
One of the others. And welcome to the stage, Montana Mills.
Hey, I'm Montana Mills. Pew, 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 pew.
And she's going to she's going to wear a big wig and have a pageant gown, and she's going to lip sync Reba for you right
yes,
now.
Yes. Montana Mills. Yes.
Montana Mills every Wednesday night.
Miss Drag Upstate Montana Mills.
Girls. So that's their plan. That's their plan to do this. And so Sherry said,
sells drugs thing. It happened really quickly.
Up. Sherry's like, if you have a daughter that's marrying someone in prison, it's not what you want to hear. Not what you want to hear.
Yeah, she's giving full salt wife realness.
She really is. Now that you've said it, she really is a New Jersey salt. So is she a garden wife? Is that what she is?
A garden wife. Yeah, I think she's got, she looks out over Newark.
Over Newark.
Newark. And waiting for her Newark airport, because that's where he left.
Yeah, yes. Just smelling the jet
fuel. He left on a plane.
Yeah.
So, y'all, Sherry, Mike calls, and he calls her, I'd never heard this pet name before, Lovesy.
Yeah, she calls him something, too.
Wooshy,
like,
wooshy.
Wooshy, wooshy. Okay.
Both of them are equally disgusting, I find.
I want you to think about some of the nicknames pet names people have called you in compromising situations that you've responded to.
Like, hole!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, human donut.
Strangely enough, they're not very nice.
No, they're not nice, but you say yes, sir, every time.
It all depends on context, really. If we're naked, I'll answer to just about anything.
Just about anything, yeah.
Unless there are like eight people in the room, and then it gets confusing.
Then come on. Yeah. She comes up. I mean, she's wearing this dress. She looks pretty, but she can't. We don't know what she's going to wear because she can't wear all this beaded stuff. And that's where.
Because it won't go through the metal detectors.
And Sherry suggests, why don't you just wear medical scrubs? And Justine looks at her like she just stabbed her in the back. So this is, y'all, this woman.
I think, honestly, because he's going to be in just a jumpsuit. He's going to be in his prison jumpsuit. And the mom was just basically saying, you know, what, you'll wear a white jumpsuit. I think it's a cute idea, but y'all, she did want to murder her mother in that minute.
She did. Yeah. She did.
This feels a little fraudy to me.
It does. It feels a little fraudy.
Why don't they just wait 2 months? It's because he's getting out in 60 days.
He's getting out in 60 days. And also they've been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
Family, like this doesn't. So let's just, this is not as much that
just
happens.
Going
so
to see Mike's family.
She goes to see his family and we meet his mother, Maria. And
the coworker.
And so they've got all these children and beautiful children. And, you know,
she said, I love his 4 kids. So,
yeah. And she's bonded with the kids. So again, that's where I'm like, yeah, like fraud acid. And so we meet his sister, Anne, who's like, you know how close I am to him. I'm like, you know, I am, what did she say? I'm protective and selective.
Yo, she's going to beat a bitch if things don't go well.
She's going to beat a bitch.
So and that's where
we're setting up that Anne is like 50-50 that this relationship is really going to work out. So
yeah, it's weird because they've been together for 3 years. It seems like someone would either they know her enough by now to it's almost like they're on the fence and 3 years is too long to be on the fence. You either hate her or you love her. I'm a little confused about it, honestly.
Agreed.
Let's get to someone a lot more fun. Yo, we're at the funeral home. In Buffalo.
We are in Buffalo, New York. And she's just putting makeup on a dead person.
Putting makeup on. And then she said something and I just burst out laughing. She's like, look at this beautiful angel, which I assume it was a child.
It was a woman. It was a woman. I don't think Lalu would even say, hey, you have a child
Let's film this child funeral.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, she's putting extra makeup on this corpse, and her friends are just y'all. Because what goes better with preparing for a funeral than razzing your coworkers?
nothing, y'all. Because Rhonda, we meet Rhonda, and we've found someone that I love. This woman,
we met the guy. I don't think we got his name, but we met the guy last season.
Yeah, we did meet him last season.
And so she's like, so they kind of did a quick intro. If you went with us last year, you know, y'all, she's dating usually 7 or 8 incarcerated men at a time. And her vision board is marriage plus love plus happiness, because she knows where they are. And it's Ty. She's extremely ridiculous and funny. But if you squint your eyes, it's a really horrible thing she's doing.
It's a really horrible thing she's doing.
And she was in it because she was with this guy, Hottie, who she found out was with this girl, Boston.
Boston.
We will see this season because Boston shows up.
I screamed when I saw them sitting at a table together. I screamed.
So if you've ever heard us say "Hello, Irrelevant," this is where it is from. When she met Boston with her friend, and there was another friend, and she's like, "Hello, Boston. Hello, Irrelevant.
Hello, Irrelevant."
Still one of my favorite things to say in regular life.
It's just regular life.
Hello, Irrelevant.
So that's kind of the herstory of all this. So now. Rhonda, so Ty's like, I'm not fully over now, but you don't feel bad for Hottie because we find this out later, y'all.
Oh, he's terrible too. He's playing her with like 2 other girls.
Yeah, exactly. So Rhonda basically says, look, girl, are you over him or not? She's like, Ty's like, I don't know. I can't let go.
I thought he was my person.
And she said, here, Rhonda, I need you to read these letters. Read this letter. I can't even open it. Read it. And so
I was like, maybe you can't open it because it's wadded up.
And I actually wrote this down. And so Rhonda said, dear Ty.
In this very dramatic fashion.
Very, very. She is holding it up the way like a town caller would call out a new proclamation.
The prince is having a ball.
That's the way she did it. Dear Ty, you are breaking my heart, love. You know I love you so much, and you were the only woman for me. Boston means nothing to me. I love you so much. And then Rhonda goes, oh, you are my ride or die. Oh, girl, my, you are so beautiful and sexy. I want you with me forever. And he drew a cute little heart.
I belong to you.
Oh, boy. And Ty's reaction when she said he drew a cute heart, she goes, oh, my heart, a heart. And that guy, I don't know, he's like, tell me you ain't going to let a heart get you.
Oh, Ty. And then Rhonda basically says, y'all, listen, it's obvious. You're not tired. You're not done. And she's like, I'm just all distracted. I can't sleep at night. And I just imagined there was just like one side of the body's face had makeup on it.
One side, and it was just off. Look, I've got a new show for you, Matt Sharp. None of you listen to this, but if you do, new show. It's just Rhonda helping people reunite with people they broke up with, reading love letters that they wrote, and her having these big, grandiose reactions, and that other guy being shady, and they do it in the mortuary. And
in the funeral home while they're setting up for a funeral.
The show is called Love is Dead.
Perfect.
There you go. Sold. I would watch that.
Me too. So Kiyoka comes over, who is her friend, who she met Hottie with.
She's Hottie's cousin.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hottie's cousin. Yeah, they're related.
So, and y'all, this was what we just did in the cold open. So Kiyoka basically says, I got a present for you. Here's a hoodie. And remember, y'all,
that was
a
big deal.
She was furious because Boston had the rapper hoodie.
Yes. She was so angry. And so Where'd you get that hoodie? And she said, he told me. So now she finally's got a hoodie, y'all, which you can get on Hottie's Instagram now, by the way. So Sissy told me. So
this is all so absurd, and I love it so much.
It's so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I would buy a hoodie, but if we live in California. I'd get hot. I would never wear it.
No.
That's where she gets on the phone, and she says, and Hottie's on the phone, and we did it a little different. He does ask her to marry him. She actually says yes. So she says yes, and then they hang up the phone. But y'all, I fuck you not. It's not even 30 seconds.
She's like, when they hang I need up to go. Phone. And she's like, I think I smell my microwave popcorn. And then she goes, she unlocks the door to the back, and she's like, hey, baby. And BB pipes in.
BB one. Not BB a droid. One. It's not a droid from Star Wars. There's BB-1, and then there's BB-2. There's two BBs.
There's KP. I think KP was the one that there are two.
Okay. Okay, yes.
I just want to say one other thing.
Yeah.
In the moment, she said, guess what, Boston? I won. The boy is mine. We did that scene.
Oh, we did that scene between her and Boston. We did do that. I forgot
Either she listened, or we are clued into the universe so strongly where it comes to Ty.
I don't know what happened, but I would 100% interview her.
Me
too. I'm a little scared of her.
I don't think she'd. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know if she'd have a sense of humor about herself.
No, I don't know if she would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
she seems to take this very seriously.
She does.
Yeah. Very, because we see, so she's on the phone with him. She's talking to him and she's like, oh, I can't wait to have our video call later. I'm so excited. And then she gets off the phone, and while she was on the phone, she's like, who called me? She's like, oh, I need to call him back too. Like some Patches.
She,
or who else?
She
somebody
missed
else
a call
her.
From Patches. She missed a call. I just see Patches as an old teddy bear.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
missed a call from Maddie and Pree. And because they have an inmate, they want him to meet or her
another,
to meet.
So she calls them back. That's somebody else she wants to meet. And then she gets off the phone and she said, ooh, I need to play the lottery today. Today is my lucky number, but I got to get Kiyoka the fuck out of my house.
And y'all, the big surprise here is Kiyoka said, you know, I have loyalty
Kiyoka
to my
leaves.
Cousin.
Kiyoka leaves and she's talking
to Hottie, but I got to tell you, I have two rings, one for Boston and one for Ty. And I screamed and I wrote down, I live! I live! Like, I was the tuck. I screamed, I live.
I wish I was on a plane and I had to silence everything. Oh, it took everything I had.
It may be that both Ty and Boston are going to be betrothed to Hottie.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Well, we're going to take
Breath left. I'm breathless.
Yeah, I know we both pretended to be her, but we never were.
Okay, are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to talk about
Melissa and Louie.
L-O-U-I.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Give me an L. Give me an O.
Oh,
you. Give me an I.
I.
What's that? E.
E.
That's Louis spelled the Kylie way.
The Kylie way.
What's that spell? Someone in high school who didn't know me, who now I'm taking my new identity is that I was one of the cool kids, so I can be a new person again. And it's all about high school.
Yeah, it's
this is frankly sad.
It's sad. Also, not a good cheer. Y'all remember I was a mascot. I've been around cheerleaders. That was not good production. And you did what you should do. You waited for a call and response to the letters. She just said the letters. If you're gonna say give me an L, you wait for someone to give you the L.
You do. It's true.
It was terrible, terrible cheerleading practice, but I don't think that's the point.
O-U-I-E, I can't wait for you to come home to me. It doesn't even scan.
It wasn't right. No, it does. It was terrible. Y'all, she was not a good cheerleader.
But she's the hazard cheerleader. She's from New Jersey, this is another New Jersey girl.
She talks like this. It's so gravelly. She's going to sound like Fran Drescher's mother when she's 60.
Oh, y'all. Yo,
I've been boy crazy since, you know, like the second grade.
Same.
And then she says, I've had a series of failed relationships over the last 20 years. So I guess I haven't made the best choices until now when I met a prisoner.
I'm like, check. You're perfect for Lurder.
You're perfect. You're completely in denial about who you are. And it's not just your eye makeup that tells me that.
And then, y'all, she starts basically stripping for him on the bed. Yep. That's, taking off. They have to blur her panties. They're so see-through.
That's a poodle move.
It is.
It's a poodle move.
It is. You're going to see him anyway.
You're gonna
Why not just get
anyway.
To the good stuff?
Louie from Lakeland. Louie from Lakeland.
You're Louie from Lakeland. And
that's where talk about where she brings up all of her high school kind of past. She tells she and her into the moment.
They knew each other in high school. Now, y'all, I need to say this. She's not 25.
No. She's 39.
She's 39 years old.
She's about to have her 20th high school reunion.
We should say they're from New Jersey as well. And Louie was armed robbery, 41.
Armed robbery, yes.
So this...
He robbed a liquor store with a butcher's knife. He said he was on withdrawals from drugs.
That's almost as good as Chance robbing a bank with nothing.
Yes, true. That's true.
So this is real, y'all. In one way, it's extremely sad. Yes. And the other, it is, this should be an easy fix. You do like a couple years of therapy and you work out high school. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're 39. Even your therapist would say, you're 39.
Yeah.
Can we think about being an adult and where you are now?
Yeah, I don't think she's... I mean, it's not good. I've said this before. My Aunt Peggy tried to do this. She, at her 50th high school reunion, started. She married her high school sweetheart, Scott. And I told you how long that lasted.
And he bought tires and she divorced him.
It lasted 2 weeks. He bought a pair of tires on her credit card. And she said, I'm not taking care of your ass. And she divorced the motherfucker.
Interesting. There was no three strikes. There was just one.
If you fuck with Aunt Peggy's money, there's one strike.
Wow. So we get a little bit. He was this popular kid. Now, they show him when he was younger, and he was hot.
He's hot now. He's handsome now.
Prison has not been kind.
No, no. I think it's drug addiction. He's aged, yeah. But
yeah.
Are you kidding, though? I wrote down, Poodle would totally get choked by
you
this
know,
guy.
I don't think I've seen a good picture of him. He looked okay. Rough to me.
Because he's buffer. He's like bigger okay. Now. I think you'd be into it. You just don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right. I can't really argue. So it's all fantasy for her because this was all about not just, y'all, this is not just about dating the hot guy. No. This is about being part of the cool kids,
yep.
Being admired, being someone who other people wanted to be. It's a fantasy, and it's ridiculous this woman has not worked this out by 39.
This, speaking of, I know I brought her up already, but this is what happens if you're Molly Ringwald from Pretty in Pink and you realize that you're not good enough.
Yeah.
You just fucking some guy 20 years later trying to still recapture high school.
So she, and y'all, what she, her... The
and
end
he only
game.
Has 200 days left. 200 days.
But you know what's at the end of 200 days? The end game for her. Now, prepare yourselves if you don't watch the episode. You kind of know where this is going.
You
she graduated 20 years ago. So she's going to bring him to her 20th reunion and say, hey,
well, his,
look
well,
what
his
I got.
Too. His right. 20th reunion too.
Hey, look what I got. This is the hottest guy. Which is, no, it wouldn't be her, it would not be his 20th reunion because he's 41.
Oh, so, that's true. But they went to high school together so people would know him.
Yes. Yeah. So she's going in there by saying, remember this guy 20 years ago, the hottest guy? I've got him now. And people are like, we all have families. We all moved on.
But have you been to any of your reunions?
I went to my 10-year.
Okay, so 10
I did not go to my 20-year.
10-year, there's a little bit of 10-year, but I didn't go to my 20-year either at the time. But I heard from people, but there's always, especially, not so much in your 10-year, but I feel like once you start hitting 15, 20-year, there's always someone who, like, lost weight, got a boob job, a guy gets buff. Like someone has been working towards this. We've all had at our reunion where someone, I know who ours was, and I'm not going to say their name because they might listen. But someone is always working towards that. I'm going to show everybody now. So I think she's delusional, but I think this is common where people put an unrealistic expectation on their reunion.
Here's what I disagree with, though. Everything she's been working toward takes her right back to high school.
I know. So, I agree, but it's like that people feel like they're working toward, but it is just a recapturing of youth, and that's all it is.
But I think a big weight loss or a big personal change is different than
that's
bringing
true.
Someone who was hot in high school.
Yeah, that is true as well. Yes, but I guess
think
I mean,
that's sad.
Oh, it's very sad. Very sad. Very sad.
So, y'all, the friends don't get it. And these are these
Jordan,
seeming...
Jordan cannot. Jordan is, she is done with this foolishness at tutto bene. She is done with this.
So they are basically, they're like, we're going to intro us as a couple. And the women are like, and she's like, get ha ha, bitches. So she basically says that. And this is like, she's just settling scores here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I question, is she really that interested in this guy? Or is it an amalgam of how she felt in high school and a way to get back at the people who were her detractors?
I think we don't know yet. But I feel like it's more her, because the people that were her detractors in high school don't even fucking probably remember it.
Right.
And don't even care. But that is, high school is very traumatic for a lot of people. It wasn't for me. For me, it was pretty, middle school was a little rough, but high school was much better. But I do know a lot of people have trauma with high school. And either, like you said, they've got to process that. But I think a lot of people don't. I think they, especially if they move away from high school, which she didn't, or maybe she has, I don't know. There's a stuckness to her. I mean, it's but like...
I think it would be different, too, if she said... She even said, I wasn't that... I was kind of popular. So she kind of humana's it. So I don't even know if it was that big of a deal. I think she just wants to shove everyone's nose in it.
No, I think it's her. I think it's her. Like I said, I think it's more of her inadequacy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, remember when I had a guy in high school who was in prison? He sent me his dick pic.
And it was a big dick, too.
I showed you. He just messaged me on Facebook and showed. And I thought, well, golly, could I maybe...
What if I went on Lurdu?
Lurdu. I was like, well, could I be on Lurdu? And then
just
I was like,
what
was he in prison for? Because I was like, I am kind of attracted to him. And then I realized it was murder. So
murder was the case that they gave him.
Yeah, they was. And I was like, I don't make good choices. But Poodle was really into him.
I was.
You were. You
I got real excited.
You asked about him for like 4 days in a row.
Ooh. Yeah, I could so easily be on one of these shows.
You really could.
If things
really
went could. A little haywire.
So basically, it's with Jordan saying, you deserve better. Melissa was like, don't you think he just, or Melissa says, it wasn't like he was coming after me. It's just, which it happens. Sometimes people get on Facebook. And she said he got on Facebook and was reconnecting with all his old friends. So the way Melissa describes it sounds like it was very... innocent on his part. We don't know that. Jordan,
I think she latched on. I think it was all her.
I think
she latched on to the hot guy and her fantasy.
I don't think he just said, oh, hey, you look good.
No.
But you never know.
But she says, I've been waiting my whole life for this. God.
Yeah, Jordan just says she should get a head out of her ass.
I just could not believe it.
Allergies on this episode.
Should we move on to Chelsea and Mikey?
Yes, y'all.
Columbus, Seabus.
It's not a black and white cookie. More like a brown sugar and vanilla cookie. But, you know, still, is there.
This is a big deal. Because we often don't, on reality shows, we do not often see deaf or hard of hearing people. And
they did a really good job the way they filmed it too.
Yeah. And so
This is Chelsea, who's 39 and who is works in housekeeping. And Mikey, 32,
criminal mischief, receiving stolen property.
So, y'all, they do this really awesome thing that they're bowling. And when you think of bowling, it's loud, it's raucous. They're bowling, and she's bowling. And all of a sudden, this kind of effect happens. And then the sound just becomes silent. And they have about 30 seconds where we're living in the world that Chelsea lives in. And yeah, it was such a beautiful, subtle way for us to just to know who she is without going into this. Like, I love it that they're not telling us how she lost her hearing.
Nope.
All this.
Nope.
We don't need to know any of
She's
that.
Deaf. None
of that.
That's it.
That's it. None of that is none of our business. Like, kudos to the production crew and the editing.
Yeah,
and
she's a person who happens to be deaf.
It was so well done. And then so we just know. And so she's bowling with her friends and she's talking to everybody. And she's like,
Then you also learn a little bit about Chelsea. She's like, I'm not the kind of person.
Well, I was about to say, she's a poodle, y'all. She's a poodle.
Y'all, she a dick pig. She a dick pig.
She doesn't like flowers or romantic dinners.
And my friends would say, I'm a bitch.
But she's a good person.
Yeah, that's me.
For the most part.
She also says her son, Trevor, she's like,
he's cake.
Pretty he'll good. Knock you down. He's pretty good, but sometimes he's a bad boy, too. He's like his mom.
Yeah, and we don't get enough of Trevor, but he kind of put his hands on his hips, and I was like, ooh,
sassy.
Is Trevor
Queen.
Sassy?
She's ready for Mikey to get out, hopefully before Christmas, because we can have presents. And he was introduced by his sister, and and she basically says one of the ways she said it was she told Michael she's deaf but she's hot. and then she's been teaching him ASL.
Yeah,
and he kind of signs "You're beautiful." And I'm a little worried about this. I have a little bit of hope for this because he seems actually kind of vulnerable. I'm a little afraid
He seems like he's very willing to participate in this relationship,
right?
And
they're
not
also
expect just her to do things for him. She hasn't even given him a lot of money.
And they were. This is the thing. They're kind of heading off all the red flags at the pass. So he says, I've given him $80 one time, and I sent him a clothing package, and that's it. So obviously, he's not looking for money out of him.
And she doesn't have a lot of money. She said, I'm a housekeeper. So
yeah, I love him with all my heart. The friend, I did not get the friend's name.
Beth. Beth is her friend.
Thank you.
And Beth is grilling her. She's like, did you send him money? Literally, it's like when Poodle's going on a date with someone, he doesn't tell me who it is. And I'm like,
you have a certain amount of questions you have.
Yes.
Where are you going? Do you have his financials?
Yes. Did he ask you to bring your passport?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a great date.
So yeah. So, but Beth
tickets to a Tijuana donkey show.
Yeah. And so Chelsea basically, she says, I love him with all my heart, but Beth asked, is he an addict? Like, and she said, no, he's never been on. And she said, Beth said, how I feel about most people do this because of addiction. And she said, no, he did not do that. So I put a pin in that because they kind of really drew attention to that. So, like, I wonder if we're going to find out if he was, but maybe
more
not.
About him. Yeah.
More about that. But she says, Beth said that Chelsea had an ex who really put her through hell. And that, I think did she say even the word abusive?
Yeah.
So we don't know what
she
type,
gets.
But
she gets manipulated. She's been treated very poorly by men. That's what Beth said.
Chelsea says, though, she's not worried at all. And she said, even in fact, she said, most guys date me and they're out in like a month. She said, but Mikey, it's been a year and he's made the most progress to try to learn sign language than anybody she's dated.
And also to be a person who's deaf dating a hearing person, And it's there's already, and he even say he calls it a language barrier, rightly. Yeah. And so they're learning each other's language.
Yeah.
Oh, or he's basically learning hers.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she reads lips fine. So as most deaf people do. But if he's going to communicate with him at all, with her at all, he'll need ASL.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which they might offer that program, depending, because it seems like he has not a lot left. I don't know how long it said he was in prison for. I don't remember that. But it seems like he's in a very minimal, because he's recording videos. He's doing interviews with producers. So that's a good sign that he probably, if he's having access to this, we know now from watching this, if he's having access to do this, it means that he's being a quote, exemplary prisoner probably. And that's why he's getting these privileges.
Let's hope so. This is kind of the only storyline I have a little hope for this season.
After Brittany and Marcelino, I don't believe in anything anymore.
Speaking of a storyline I don't have any hope for, this is just a troll fest. And it's going to be quite entertaining.
Y'all.
We're in New York, New York.
Yes, Emily is 29 and Dowry is 26 for
robbery
and carjacking.
Oh, that was right. Carjacking.
And carjacking, y'all. And we should say it was carjacking and first degree armed robbery. Y'all, first degree.
Yeah, yes.
That's with a weapon, right?
Yeah.
So I hate it when I said that your face got a little bit turned on. God.
Y'all, I'm so close to a lot of these people.
Literally, I said it, his eyes got big. Boy.
Oh, really? With a weapon?
Yeah.
What was it? How big was it?
Oh, Jesus. So Emily is with her friend. I wrote Dowry.
Regina.
But I don't know why I wrote. Oh, my autocorrect. It corrects Dowry to Dowry.
To Dowry.
I just realized every time it says she's dating Dowry.
Are you going to pay my dowry?
My dowry.
Her friend Regina.
So I want to say something. Y'all, Emily is, I think this is part kink. Because Emily
totally.
Is criminal data researcher. She's getting her master's in criminal justice or something like that. This is some woman who like listened to My Favorite Murder or all these podcasts and got into all this shit. She's one of y'all who's decided that this is going to be her life. She wants to be Mariska Hargitay, and she's basically playing this prisoner. And actually, I feel sorry for Dowry.
Me too. The thing about her is I kind of like how badass she is, but I don't like the cruelty aspect of just fucking around with another person.
And stealing from him.
Yeah. She's stealing his stimulus checks.
Like, that is, it's not illegal because she has power of attorney,
well,
but it borderlines on fraudulent.
Here's how she is explaining that. She's like, he's been talking to another girl, so I'm going to steal his stimulus checks.
Now, Dowry, come on, dude. The way she finds out, because her friend Emily's like, how did you find this out? Because they're in the jewelry store looking for jewelry. And just so you know, Emily said, to get a little background on her, she said, in high school, I was voted the loudest, and they just hated that I was a confident, loud bitch.
Yeah.
All glad that you have confidence and that you're thick and proud of it and all that. But because she said, I think a confident, loud, big bitch. I think she said something like that.
She said fat.
Or fat. Okay. And so, great. But Lizzo's confident. I think Emily's just an asshole.
I think there is a fine line to walk here.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she basically says he gave her a ring. She's like, I used some of his money to buy a ring. And he got pissed off because I'm going to upgrade this one.
She spent $2,000 on this ring of his own stimulus check money.
And listen, they've been dating for 3 years.
Three and a half years.
I wonder.
And she found him. Again, it goes with the kink. She found him, y'all.
3.5 years. Wouldn't you? Are there actual feelings? Or are you almost studying him like in a criminal mind way? Because you're doing your master's exactly. in criminal justice.
Well, because he's in prison, it's like, were you able to have this detachment to him and not see him as a real person?
And maybe
because you don't have to consequences. Did.
But I'm just going to say this, just from her kind of lackadaisical attitude, maybe that was an act that she was trying to act like she's not attached to him. She acts like she doesn't give a shit about him and no. she just wants to use his money that she can. And
she says the joke is on him.
Yeah. So, let me just say this, even if he was kind of two-timing her, it's not a good look. To do this, and it just feels gross.
And I think there's more to this story where she said, he's the one that signed over the power of attorney. I didn't even want him to do it. It was his idea. And I went, really? Did he just, now he is young. He's 26 years old, but that's a lot.
She's 29.
Maybe he didn't understand what the power of attorney is.
Right.
But which still then makes me think if she's, it brings in like education disparities too, because she's doing her master's. So does she know more in the world, and she's willingly knowing that he's ignorant on more things.
I think that's part of it. To further your kink point, she goes into the depths of his crimes. She's like, he was arrested for robbing Rutgers students. And this image of, I assume with a gun, because it was first degree robbery. And she basically says, I've got power of attorney. You dumb bitch. Why would you sign over to me, power of attorney?
And the way she found out he was cheating is that he called and he started speaking Spanish. And she realized he thought he was calling this other girl, Alexa. She said, who do you think this is? And you guys, if you're cheating on your significant other and someone says, who do you think this is? You say, it's you, baby. I know who it is. And you say, and you wait to find out their voice. You don't say, it's Alexa.
This just shows lack of skill, really. I'm just going to say, if you're going to cheat, you need to be good at it.
You need to be good at it.
And then she says, for right now, I'm going to scam the scammer. And I just...
Maybe someone you love.
Maybe we'll find out later on that this is just her working through anger or something. But there needs to be a certain level of stakes and attachment. Otherwise, it feels icky. This is the one storyline that I just went,
The main thing I want to know is she has tattoo written on her chest, and I want to know what it says, because it says something means, and I think everything. I want to know, what is the noun? What means everything?
Right. She also said, this is the thing. So I think she's not giving the fact that she actually does have feelings for him, because what she says, like, you know what? If I find him cheating again, his mom better have a burial plot ready for him, because I'm going to kill him. So,
but see, is that love though, or is that she's doing her degree in criminal? Is it possessive and also a justice of I win, like good, bad, like a binary?
Yeah, it feels
weird,
icky.
It feels,
and
icky.
y'all know I'm all about getting revenge on people who've wronged
y'all,
you.
Y'all listen to me. I can be a mar. I'm about that too, but more of. I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, it's weird. That's the show. God, I love this season already.
God, this show is good, y'all. It is so freaking good. All right, it's going to be a bonker season. If you want to listen to our other recap, so you got to jump into Reality Gaze Plus. Whether right now, we're eventually going to have Apple subscriptions, but for right now, you can use Patreon or you can use Supercast. Either one, you can sign up for the $8 tier. That will not only give you access to Love During Lockup, it also will give you, we talked about Plathville, you can listen to old episodes of Plathville. You can listen to, again, Love is Blind. You can listen to any of our Netflix binges. Also, you'll get everything commercial free, and that will allow you to vote in our Bicurious poll every month. If you're in the Patreon, you get to choose what's the extra show we get to do that month. And when we do have live shows, it allows you to do shout outs for the live shows, because that's a Patreon only.
Yes. And Reality, you get pre-sale.
RG Plus only.
Pre-sale codes.
And you get pre-sale. That's all RG Plus exclusives.
Exclusives.
Exclusives. All right, everybody. God, that was just really enjoyable to talk about. Go to our website, realitygaze.com. Well, go to our Instagram or TikTok, because you know Sissy Christina is busting out the Love is Blind memes, and you know something from Ludlow's going to come too. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. What?
I can't wait.
We'll see you next week, y'all. But until then, we will what, Poodle?
Lurder, you lurder.
Lurder, you lurder.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.